Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The owner of the Boston Red Sox is looking for another change outside Fenway Park, a change in street signs. Yawkey Way, right outside Fenway, was named in honor of the longtime Red Sox owner Tom Yawkey in 1977. But now the current owner, John Henry, says the Sox will lead an effort to remove Yawkey's name. In a letter to the Boston Herald, Henry says he's haunted by the racist legacy of Tom Yawkey. For a fuller explanation, let's turn now to WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, who joins us here in the studio this morning. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Bob.
So what exactly is Tom Yawkey's legacy, and why is it important for the team, seemingly important for the team, to distance itself from its longest owner?
Well, I think you said it in the lead. His legacy is largely perceived to be that of a racist. Let's not forget, and we never seem to forget in this part of the world, that the Red Sox were the last team to integrate, the last Major League Baseball team to integrate when they brought on Pumpsy Green in 1959. That was 12 years after Jackie Robinson broke into the major leagues. And, you know, they passed on Jackie Robinson. So that's the sort of what's come down through the years as Tom Yawkey's legacy.
Why the drive now? What's the timing on this? Why now?
Well, I think there's, you know, more consciousness about what exactly it means to have either street names or monuments or markers that are tied to racism. We're going through this whole thing with Confederate markers and monuments, and also the renaming of college buildings that are named after people with ties to slavery. So I think there's this raised consciousness about having links to either slavery or to racism or to white supremacists. And it seemed, I think, probably for John Henry, an opportune time to bring this up. I know he's wanted to do it earlier in his ownership, but has faced either ambivalence or, in some cases, resistance from the mayor's office. That's not the case now.
All right, let me ask about the Yawkey family, if I would. Tom Yawkey died in 1976. His wife and then a family foundation owned the Red Sox until 2002. The proceeds made the Yawkey Foundation a major source of philanthropy in Boston. What's the Yawkey Foundation's response to this?
Won't surprise you to learn that they are not happy. They put out a statement that basically said it was disheartening to hear about the desire to change the name, and they don't like the fact that it seems like an effort to embroil, that was the foundation's word, the Yawkeys in today's political controversy. And of course, they're referring to the taking down of Confederate monuments and markers and the renaming of college buildings.
All right, Yawkey Way, it's a street right next to Fenway Park, but it's a city street. So how much of this is up to the team? Not really much, right?
Not much at all, exactly. But what John Henry said he wanted to do was basically lead the effort, and that's what he's doing. He's putting the proposal out there. He's sort of putting everybody on notice. Hey, we want a name change. And as I mentioned, you know, this has been something he's wanted to do for a while. It hasn't exactly been embraced by the mayor's office, but that's not the case now. Mayor Marty Walsh is on board. He says he likes the idea. So it seems like there is momentum to actually have this come to fruition now.
Is anybody talking about what a new name might be? Red Sox Way or
something? Yeah, well, John Henry has a few suggestions. He's either thinking of David Ortiz Way or Big Poppy Way. I don't know. I'm trying to think what I would do. What would you do, Bob?
I don't know. Maybe Red Sox Way.
Red Sox Way? Oh, come on. We got to come up with something better, right? I don't know. It's tough. I mean, you know, I feel like there's so many great players. It would be like, I wonder if there could be like a combination. Pedro, Big Poppy.
Sign would be 8 feet long.
Yeah, you kind of would need to have an 8 foot long sign.
Shira Springer, WBUR Sports and Society reporter. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.